Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Home ownership can seem like a distant dream for many Canadians. If they're not already in the market today, the last couple of years have been outrageous in terms of price increases. And, you know, now mortgage rates are so high. To account for some of the changes in market dynamics, the federal government announced something called the Tax-Free First Home Savings Account. And today we're going to talk about what that account is, how it works. Our guest is Kevin Burkett. He is both a CFA and a CPA and runs a firm called Burkett & Co. based in Victoria, British Columbia. Hello there, Kevin.
Good morning, Bruce.
What is the problem that the federal government is trying to solve with this new account?
Yeah, the problem, as I see it, is bridging the gap for a lot of people around home ownership. And that gap is most commonly saving up for a down payment for a home.
There are currently lots of accounts with various acronyms. You could save inside of a traditional tax-free savings account. You could save inside of an RRSP and use the first-time home buyer's plan. This is different. How is it different?
Yeah, so contributions into one of these plans, so the first home savings account, are deductible in the year in which they're contributed, and that makes it kind of like an RRSP. In that you get a tax benefit that corresponds in that year. So you've got a more or less immediate tax savings on each deposit into the account, up to a maximum of $8,000 per year. So in that regard, it's similar to an RRSP. The challenge historically around using an RRSP to save up to buy a house is it's slightly more difficult to get money out of that plan for your down payment for the house. So the way historically people did that was with what was called a home buyer's plan. And that was a temporary loan that could be drawn from an RRSP. And most people heard about that last year because they increased the limit to $35,000. So that was a big help. But there was still a gap. And so the first time home savings account seeks to bridge that gap by giving some of the benefits of the RRSP by way of that tax deduction, but also when those funds are removed and used to buy a home, they don't need to be repaid into the plan. And they're not a taxable draw either, which is very useful in terms of making people's money go further for their first home.
Well, it almost seems like a mandatory account for people because they're going to get the tax benefit.
Mm-hmm.
For whom is this an account that makes the most sense?
It's going to benefit, obviously, younger people. So, you know, I think back to when I first got working at a grocery store, you're putting money into an RRSP, but the room you're generating, it may not be sufficient to get your savings to a level that's going to be able to be used for a home purchase. So I think younger, early career professionals will find the $8,000 a year limit to be something of a relief, in that if they can squirrel away that $8,000 per year and get up to $40,000, those contributions not only generate those tax deductions, but as well can be invested within that plan on a tax-free basis. So hopefully, and you've got 15 years to use it, to use the savings before, and we can talk about what happens when that expires if you don't buy a house. But for somebody who's early in their career and hoping to work their way up to 50 or 60,000 to buy their first home, it seems like a no-brainer to me.
What are the eligibility requirements?
The eligibility requirements are quite broad. So you have to be at least 18 years of age, and you have to be a resident of Canada. So a lot of people will be eligible. The chief criteria, though, that will count some folks out is, of course, you can have not, and I'll use some precise language here because it's a bit tricky, but you can have not owned a home during any time of the part of the calendar year before the account is opened, or at any time in the preceding four calendar years. And I would say people will want to be careful, in particular, if they're a young person saving for a home. If your partner owns a home, that also may make you ineligible. So it's predominantly intended for people who have not yet owned a home, but who are over 18 and live in Canada and pay taxes here.
But as it's designed, you do get a reset period. So I think what I'm wondering about is, someone owned a home with a spouse, they got divorced 5 years ago, that time has elapsed. They, in theory, could open an account like this and save?
They could, although the fact that you have only $8,000 per year of savings would mean that you would not have owned a home in the prior 4 years. And then you would need to give yourself more runway to make that $8,000 right. a year contribution room. So it's, I thought about that too, but I think in practice, it's going to be less useful in that case.
One of the misconceptions that people have around a traditional TFSA or an RRSP is there is a particular thing that needs to go inside of that container. Mm-hmm. What can go inside the container of this new account? Is it like those two, in which pretty much anything goes?
So I wouldn't say anything goes in those two, but in terms of...
I didn't mean like your Monet or your Lamborghini. I meant stocks, bonds, cash, GICs, exchange-traded funds.
Yeah. So it's, look, anything that you can put into an RRSP or TFSA can go into a FHSA. It's the same. It's a very similar bucket in that regard.
Yes. No crypto, but you could... invest in a way that would be concerning to me as a deeply conservative person, because if this is for your house, I don't actually really want you trading high risk options and derivatives and all that.
Yeah. So, I mean, as a starting point, I think folks should consider always speaking with a tax advisor to discuss if it makes sense, and a financial advisor to discuss how they plan to invest what's within that plan. But I think the point you make is really well made, that if you're opening up a plan with a potentially 15 years or less time horizon, I think folks will want to approach their investment strategy more conservatively than they would with a long-lived plan, like, for example, an RRSP or a TFSA that maybe has a retirement objective.
So in those first 2 years, assuming that you max out, you're talking about a total sum that's, you know, under 20 grand or so. Mm-hmm. Where would you guide people for something that is safe, but that has a little bit of a return, perhaps?
Well, I think that the options for folks that don't want to take a lot of risk have become a lot more interesting as interest rates have risen. So as a home buyer, you were seeing the effects of higher interest rates in terms of cooling maybe the housing market, and who knows for sure what direction that will take. But there are low risk investments, bonds, savings accounts, where I think the interest rate is attractive and will help them compound their savings without exposing them to undue risk. I mean, how unfortunate would it be to dutifully save to the maximum lifetime of 40,000, have grown that to 50, and then in the year before you make your house purchase, there's a massive market correction. I think my advice to my own clients will be to be careful with how they invest these funds, given the objective is a home purchase.
Many pros. What are the cons of the tax-free first home savings account?
You know, there aren't many cons that I can come up with. There's the only one would be that the obvious, which is that your money's locked into a plan to be used for home purchase. You can't access it for emergencies without adverse tax consequences. So it's not as accessible as, say, a TFSA is, and probably would be a better vehicle for that. The flip side is, of course, that putting funds out of reach sometimes enforces some discipline. But the interesting thing about the first time home savings account that I came upon was that what happens if it expires? In other words, I could imagine if I was just starting to save for a home and watching house prices increase year over year, I might be concerned that my $40,000, even if I can grow it a bit, may not be enough. And what happens in that case? And actually, the consequences of not using it to buy a home are not severe. If you don't purchase a home within 15 years, your FHSA balance can be contributed to your RRSP, which is where I think it gets very interesting, because this transfer doesn't over-contribute your RRSP balance. And in fact, it doesn't even count against your RRSP room. And so for a person maybe who's unsure of whether to buy these funds to buy a home, I think actually this plan makes more sense than an RRSP because you've got the flexibility if you choose to withdraw it. And if you don't use it, it goes into your RRSP, but you're still left with all the unclaimed room over the years where you made contributions to this plan as opposed to an RRSP. So I think there's some interesting planning opportunities that will originate out of that feature.
Really interesting stuff. I'll be very interested in a couple of years to see the level of adoption on this because there's a lot for Canadians to take in and figure out when it comes to where they invest their money and how they use it in particular on real estate. Kevin, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Bruce.
Kevin Burkett is a CFA and a CPA who runs a firm called Burkett & Co. based in Victoria. He was here to talk about the tax-free first home savings account.